Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting second. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting 5th. The left fielder, Leon Durham. Batting 6th. The center fielder, Mel Hall. Batting 7th. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Chuck Rainey. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Chuck Rainey. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Danny Heap. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ed Lynch. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ed Lynch. And now, play ball. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baylor moves to third. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Brooks moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Brooks moves to third. Two outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Rainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey bunts towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Verizer moves to second. Two outs. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynch moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynch moves to third. Baylor moves to second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it and throws to home to get Lynch. Baylor moves to third. Brooks moves to second. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, Mets. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Proley now pitching. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 1 in the game. Heap takes first base on ball 4. Strawberry moves to second. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Baylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Say hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 1 in the game. Oquendo hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Mets. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Davis reaches second base with a double. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Verizer hits a pop-up towards short. Oquendo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Mike Proley. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 5-2, Mets. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Sandberg hits a line drive into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Warren Bruss star now pitching. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Brooks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Brooks moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Foster hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strawberry strikes out. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Say hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 2 in the game. Oquendo strikes out. One out. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lynch bunts towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Sandberg covering, for the out. Hodges moves to second. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hernandez moves to second. Two outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Strawberry is walked intentionally. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heap for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Woods pinch hits for Warren Bruss Star. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Jose Oquendo. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Kingman pinch hits for Ed Lynch. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Baylor now playing shortstop. Brian Giles now playing second base. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Say hits a line drive into center field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-3 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales pinch hits for Mel Hall. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.